Welcome, my beloved, to At My Father's Table. I'm Pastor Kevin T. Scott, here in Cumberland, Maryland, high up in the mountains. I tell you, this particular sermon has a special feeling in my heart. Our sermon topic today will be talking about trusting God. This is not always an easy thing to do because it's not a traditional way of understanding communications. Now let me just unpack that just a little. See, when you're talking to man or woman, you hear sound, you hear a voice. When you're dealing with God, you feel His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, communicating with you. And that's where it can sometimes get confusing, having that discernment that you're hearing the right thing. We are going to be discussing this topic out of Luke. And Luke is going to give us some background information as to who wrote this book, how it was put together, so that we as Christian brothers and sisters can understand the word of the Almighty. Church tradition tells us that Luke was a non-Jewish physician. He's the author of this particular account of the good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This particular book was written most likely in Rome, since Luke accompanied Paul in their journey to spread the good news. This account of the good news was most likely written around 62 to 63 A.D. Now, it's not my attempt to sound holified and to add bass and trombone to the Word of God. I just want to keep it simple. I want you to understand the foundation that we're building this off of, so you can understand who wrote the book, to whom the book was written for. And some of these facts are necessary to understand the time frame, the mindset of Christ Jesus. This particular sermon will give you an orderly account of the life, the ministry, the death, the resurrection, and other facets of the gospel. In interviewing Jesus' mindset, his mother, Mary, and other components are added in. This is all to give you clarity in trusting God. There's a reason why you can trust God. There's a reason why the Holy Spirit leads you. There's a reason why we're guided to the promised land of His will. I'm not here to yell at you. I'm not here to excite you or to entertain you. This is pure and simple. This is the word of Christ Jesus, and it gives you a description and gives you an idea of what we're walking into as we guide our ways towards glory. You see, you have to have some kind of intellect. You have to decide and make a decision to follow Jesus. So in that aspect, you're guiding. You're telling yourself that, yes, I need to open up my Bible. I need to read the scriptures. I need to interpret what the Word of God is. That comes from you. That's your will, to want to learn about this book. The Bible is a autonomy, basic instructions before leaving Earth. And if we can begin to grasp what it means to do that, we're headed into eternity with Christ Jesus. And that's the best possible position that you can be in. No one really wants to go to hell. That's not going to be a pleasant place to be. So gird yourself up, follow, and push yourself, if you have to learn the word of God. Now I'm going to take a moment just to pray to the Father to give me the strength to articulate what is being said in this word of God. But never, ever trust me. Go to the book yourself so that you can see it for yourself. You're accountable to yourself. You're not accountable to me, my words, my oratorical abilities. It's about you and him. And if more of us get to that, as opposed to all this gleam and glamour, then the purity of the word, loving you one another as he has loved you, that is the ultimate goal. Now, that path is not an easy path. It comes with trials and tribulations. It comes with pain and suffering. And sometimes that suffering seems unbearable. But he said that he would never leave you or forsake you. Now, in saying that, this is how we're going to approach trusting God, trusting in what you read, what you can understand. And there's always a book, a pamphlet, or something to help give you guidance. Use those tools, because none of us knows it all. Don't think that just because you can call yourself a pastor, a minister, a person that studies the Word of God, that you know it all, because that's not revealed to us. Some things we just don't understand. But with clarity, with practice, with study, these are the things that can make a difference in your Christian walk. You're not going to be perfect at it, because the flesh is weak. The spirit is willing. See, sometimes we can get caught up in being so heavenly minded. Well, the Bible says this and the Bible says that. Yes, it sounds good, and it is the truth, but it's not always that simple. You can try to make it simple, but sometimes when you say that to individuals, it's like you're trying to talk over their head, as if someone pinches you, you don't say, ouch. I wish it was that way. Sometimes in my conversations with different clergy members, They tend to have this heavenly mindset. But are they any earthly good? Can they help you make it through the wee hours of that night that leaves you baffled as to why certain things are happening to you? And then at the end of the day, they will say something that I would find cruel. Well, you know, really, it's all your fault. Thank you very much. I appreciate the knowledge. No, I'm trying to get better. Yes, it can very well be my fault. Yeah, I can be guilty of that sin. But I can also repent. I can also ask for forgiveness from on high. And God can look inside my heart and see that I'm trying to strive to his glory. Trusting God, it's an attitude. It's a way that you want to continuously develop yourself, because you are going to answer for that. There's always a spiritual videotape of you, not anyone else, not what this person did to you, not what that person affected your decision. It's going to be you. And God is the only person that can read your heart. So there's no fake in him. Yeah, yes, you can do cartwheels in the pulpit. You can stoop low and jump up high. All that theatrics only plays to what? Entertainment? No, it's not entertainment. It's the word of God that we should be focused on. I look at some of the younger ministers. I sometimes look at myself. Who's the focus? What's the mission? How do I stay on task? Am I helping to feed the homeless? Am I doing all that I can do? I can't do everything, but I can emphasize trusting God, trusting him that he's leading me. And if I fall down, if I make a mistake, if I misinterpret it, please charge it to my head. Don't charge it to my heart, because I'm on the battlefield with you. We're in this love together. Yes, people forsake you. Yes, they do things that get under your skin. Yes, they try to humiliate you in the public, drag you through the mud, pour the feathers on top of your head, and make you and want you to look like a clown. Yes, it becomes a worthy process. You want to drive the nicest car. You want the finest clothes. You want the jewelry and all the other things that go along with twinkle, twinkle. But no, keep in mind, you are a little star. Be a star for Jesus. Be his glory. Be what he wants you to be in him, towards his people. We're in this love together. It's no big I's or little U's. Some people make it too complex. Keep it simple. We understand that we all fall short. We're all a filthy rags. None of us deserves anything. And sometimes we just flat out hurt. That's when you need to give your brother and sister a helping hand. Stop trying to point the finger and make them feel even worse. They come to you for a hand up, not a push down. Somebody knows what I'm talking about, because we've all have been there. When we go to our colleagues, our family members, oh, it's okay to sit at my table and eat. But when I need you, when I just need you to listen to me, are you there for me? Your own children will forsake you. Make no mistake about it. Your brother, your sister, your mother. I can tell you incidents where my family members have cheated me. I'm telling you what I know. I felt it. And if I would have made the wrong decision then, I would have less than what I have now. Yes, family will do that to you. That's why you got to trust God. You can't trust man or woman. You just simply can't do it. And if you try to do it, guess what? You're going to get yourself hurt. You're going to get yourself hurt. You go into that congregation. You sit down. And you listen to that preacher that's teaching you something. You'll find out that they sometimes can hurt you too. The church, the one that's supposed to be helping you, can try to crush your inner spirit. That's why you can only trust God, Jesus Christ. That's all you can possibly do if you want to make your life easier, better, Learn to trust him. Don't fall for the okie doke. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. It's painful and you suffer. They turn their back on you. Look at you like you're crazy. Call you out your name. In some cases, they try to get you locked up. All for their glory. For their glory. Not his glory. But then that's when you have to trust God. That's when you have to step into his light. And though it may look bad, he's not going to leave you. You may not always understand. I can tell you, sometimes in the wee hours of the morning when I'm talking to my Savior, I don't understand. And I ask him, please deliver me. Help me. Help me. And when that help arrives, because he does get to you, but it's not in your timing. Oh, yeah, I can tell you. They couldn't have hung me on the cross. I would have used all the power that I could possibly muster up. I would have called down those legion of angels. And I would have said, get them. Get the little fat one first. Don't forget the skinny one over there hiding behind the rock. Destroy them all. But that's not what our Savior did. He said, no, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Am I reaching you? This is about trusting God. It's not an easy task by no stretch of the imagination. It's sad, but it's true. We have to believe in him. Even when we don't understand, we have to latch on to his unchanging hand and pull ourselves up in his spirit. But it's easier said than done. Sometimes you want to throw in the towel. Sometimes you want to take a bat and go upside somebody's head. Oh, you can go through all kinds of emotions. But at the end of the day, you trust God, Jesus Christ, our Savior, our bridge over troubled waters. See, I'm just getting warmed up because I know the pain that I have been through. I can't speak to your pain, but I know what mine is. And I'm asking for mercy and grace. I don't want the philosophical point of view. I want you to keep it real with me, but do it gently. Don't do it so harshly. Show me some love through Christ Jesus. And if you can do that, that will help me transition into a better mindset, a better way of thinking. And prayerfully, when my turn comes to lift somebody else up, I will do as good a job as you've done for me, because we all need it. We all need it. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. And this is what Luke is telling us. I can't go into every part of what Luke is saying. We'll be here all day. And you don't have all day. I'm giving you a small portion of what's been given me to say to you. That you have to learn to trust. I wish it was as simple as the words coming out of my mouth, but it's not. So, my beloved, my brothers and sisters, my Ace Coon Boons, my Boom Shakala Shakala, trust God. Let him lead you and guide you into his promised land, where there's many mountains, where there's many victories waiting for you. You just got to get there. I know sometimes you're going to crawl. I know sometimes you're going to limp through. I know sometimes you're going to roll in. I know. We all struggle at different things. Let's have compassion for one another. Let's understand that it's not as simple as just saying the words. It's giving the action. You put action to words and you'll get a positive outcome. I know sometimes you want to get even, but no, get with Jesus. Get with his name. Get with his power. He knows all. You can't fool him. You can't fool him. No, 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 no. When he gets to reading that heart, he knows exactly what your intentions are. You said you love me, but you're trying to hurt me. I've seen it, and you've seen it too. It's not exclusive for me, and it's not exclusive for you. This is how we must get to our promised land, through Christ Jesus, through trusting his words, his teachings. And if we can do that, oh, if we can do that, I can tell you, that's going to be a bright and shiny day. Yes, it is. It's going to be something to behold. You have the power to not backstab. You have the power to not gossip. You have the power to lift me up as I lift you up. It's in your hands. You can make the decision. You can make the choice to follow Jesus, to do it his way, not your way. Your way is faulty. It's confusing. It's misleading. You will lie to me, and I'll lie to you. But if we're working with our Lord and Savior, if we're putting our trust in him, he knows. He sees. He can tell you what's going to happen. Yes, Lord. I say, yes, Lord. I know I have a witness out here. I may have to look high and search low. But I can tell you, if we learn to love one another, learn to trust in God, we will be better by and by. Sometimes when grandma says, I know you look confused, but continue to hold his hand. I know mama told you that. I know daddy said it. You have to believe in him. And all the other things fall short of his glory. If we can do that, whoo, Lord have mercy, we'll be something else. And when it's our time to transition, there's a mansion waiting for us. Yes, with streets paved with gold. Yes, you can get there. Yes, you can walk with the rest of us as we're praising God, as we're saying yes, amen. My Father, as we look at Jesus with the nails in his hands, the imprint is still there. We know that he's there with us. Just trust and believe. Trust and believe that he is guiding you. And if you happen to fall down, don't worry. Trust him to pick you back up. My. That's what we have to do. It's not just me. It's you too. Trust in God. Trust in him. Trust. 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 This has been another sermon from At My Father's Table. I'm Pastor Kevin T. Scott. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the audience, for allowing me to say one more time that I love you and I trust you. I'm trying the best that I can. Sometimes it hurts, but I'm trusting you in the precious, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen.